case must be sofekish, sofekisha. We have a sofek whether this person is a man or an isha. That's an androgynous or a tumtum. That's a sofek whether he's a man or an isha. Such a person has a right to blow the shofar on Yom Tif. So you see, a sofek could be dochi Yom Tif, even though vada tkiya shofar is not dochi Shabbos. So now it's a pircha on the kabel choyim of Reb Yossi. So it is back though, but Reb Yossi, he does not hold this for pircha, because for Reb Yossi, Reb Yossi goes according to his own shita. The yom that he holds, isha vadoi is nami toke. He holds no, even an isha, a vada isha, also has the right to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on a vada yom tif. Even though she's not mitzvah, because as the mitzvahs are say, she has mandroma, the surah of Yossi shita is, if they want to, they could do it. Titani, we learn like this. The pasuk says, "Bnei Yisrael Samchim," and we dashing for loy bnei Yisrael Samchis. If an isha brings a korban, she's not allowed to make a smicha. She can't like put a hand on top of the animal with all the kaychay. However, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, they both say no. Noshim Samchis v'shus. That even though they're poter, but if they want to, they're allowed to do it. So that's this klal. Anytime noshim is poter, if they want to do the mitzvah, they're allowed to do the mitzvah. So now that's why about Kiyah Shofar also, even though they're potter, but if they want to, they could be in the kind of the mitzvah. And therefore, that's what the ACL is. Therefore, it's no pircha in me, like this Sofik Isha, you can blow the Shofar. Of course they can blow the Shofar. Because even if it's a Vadi Isha, she's also allowed to blow the Shofar, because she's been making her mitzvah. And she's making a mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Ravina says, Olamai Dekamri Rabbonim, Nami Yisle Pircha. Even the corner with Rabbonim wanted to say, that they wanted to say, that have a pircha on you, Rabbi Yosef Kalva Chaim, that Tkiya Shefa, no, that's a pircha. Why? Malat Tkiya Shefa, Shekain Vadai Deuche Shabbos Vemikdash. That Tkiya Shefa still is more chomer, is more stricter than Kisadam. Because Tkiya Shefa in the base of Mikdash, at least, you're allowed to blow even on Shabbos. So maybe that's why a suffer Tkiya Shefa is Deuche Yom Tif. But Yemma Bekisoy, Mashenka the mitzvah Kisi Adam, the let's say klal, there's no mitzvah at all on Shabbos. Like we had before, even though you're allowed to make a shchita for a chodesh sheish by sakana, but still there's no heter to do the mitzvah Kisoy. So therefore there's no, if this is Kavu Chayma, it's a good Kavu Chayma. But now, Heshiv Reb Leza Kappa Bridi, Reb Leza Kappa, the Godol, he said like this, no, have a pirch on your Kavu Chayma, Reb Yosi. Ma lemilo she can enter the heges beleil yom tovim. That milo you don't have at night time, so that's why a suffolk milo is not doicha yom tif. So more is the question: beleil yom tovim hudla and hog, is it only true it's not noig on night of yom tif, but b'shal leil and hog on other nights it is noig? We know that milo is possible at night. You're going to do a milo b'yayim. So more is the true. What he meant to say was ela mala milo. She can end on the heges belaylis. Kib yomim. The mitzvah milo does not apply at night time, only to daytime. That's his pircha on your kavachim, Rabbi Yossi. You bought a kavachim that have a vada milo is doicha Shabbos. And a suffolk milo is not doicha yom tif, so for sure kisli. So he answers back, no. Milo is different because milo is not noy belaylo. Maybe that's why a suffolk is not doicha yom tif. But yom of a kisli, but the mitzvah is kisli adam, usually, she noy belaylis kib yomim. Whenever you shech the chai or the yoif, whether it's by day or by night, there's a mitzvah kisi adam. So maybe if so, this mitzvah kisi would be doicha a suffolk yom tif. So therefore, he shlags up Rabbi Yosi's kavachayma. And this Gemara says, Rabbi former Rababa, that tzeechad min advorim shomer Rabbi Chiya, eini aleim tshuva. These are one of the things that Rabbi Chiya himself says he has no tshuva, and that he was mekabri Rabbi Yosi's kavachayma. But the heishiv Rabbi Leza akapeb Rabbi tshuva. Rav Leza Kapp, he said, yeah, I have a truth on this. I have a pircha. I came on out for Milo. Milo has a little callous, the fact that Milo is not noig, but Lila. My Sheikh and Kis Adam is noig, but Lila. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Yehashoychet v'nimtza treifa. Let's say a shech the chayi or a knife, and it comes out the chayi was a treifa. Or else, v'yashoych l'avoy z'chavim. Somebody shechs also a chayi or a bird, l'shem avoy d'zara. So the kids in these cases, it's sitting the shchit l'shem aruya. You can't eat from the shchita, it's also by no avodah zarah, or else via shechet chumun defnim, you take a regular animal and shecht inside the base midrash also, it's also keep from it, or else for kotshim achot, you take a oif, which is a oilas, a chatas oif, and you make the mishchita outside achutz, So it's also Shvita Shein Ruya, or else Chayiv Yefan Eskolim. You have a Chayiv and Oyuf that killed somebody, that Allah reversed the person, the death supposed to be Beskila, so therefore they're also Bano. So Kitzur, what happens? We make the Shvita where the Shvita does not make you give you head to teeth from the animal, eat the Chayiv, eat the Oyuf. So Rimei Yom Echayiv, Rimei Hoz Yef, you still Chayiv and Kis Yadam. Even though it's a Shvita Shein Ruya, so what? Lamaith, you made a Kosher, a Shvita, and you have to be Bechasid Dam. However, the chom is saying no poetry, the chom is saying no yipota. Since it's a shchit to shein ru, you'll see in the Gemara why yipota from the mitzvahs kis yadam. But what's going to be hashoichev nisnabla biyadoi? Let's say you make a shchita, and the shchita doesn't go well, it becomes nevela, means you didn't do hilcha shchita, or else hanoicha stam, you strangle it, or else va'amakeh, you uproot, you pull out the simonim, so the kid said you didn't do a shchita at all, nechlami, then lochris potem alachasis. Then you put it for mitzvahs kisadam. That for sure is not called a shchita. It's only maplekes where you made a kosher a shchita. It's only that it's not muta b'achila, that's the maplekes. Remei and chomim. Rabbi Gemara says, Om Rabbi Chiva Rab, Om Rabbi Yechanan, that raw Rabbi Devorosh Rabbi Meir, the Yosef Yes Benoi, like in the parak before, an Yosef Yes Benoi Rabbi, was the one who was part of the Mishnais, he holds there like Rabbi Meir, that a shchita shein ruya was Shema Shchita. Vishana Blosh Chachomim. Therefore, before in the Mishnah, it was a Chom that said a Shchita Shein Ruya is Shema Shchita. And the Yisrael Yisrael applies even to a Shchita Shein Ruya. Ud Rabbi Shimon Bekis Yadam. But here in our parak here, Rabbi liked better Rabbi Shimon Shchita. To say that a Shchita Shein Ruya is Potter from Kis Yadam. And therefore, here in our Mishnah, Vishana Blosh Chachomim. Here our Mishnah says, the Chachomim are Poitrim, the Chom say Yipotter. So you see Rebbe like Rebbe Shimon's drosha by Kisu to say Yipota from Kisu Adam, but by Oysa B'yaz B'noi there he held more like a chomim to say Yechayiv even though Shchita Shein Ruya. Now the more explains, my time to Rebbe Meir, the Oysa B'yaz B'noi, what's the reason of Rebbe Meir before in the parak before, the Oysa B'yaz B'noi, even though it's a Shchita Shein Ruya is still Yechayiv? Only Rishur Ben Levi, Goma Shchita Shchita Meshchut Echut. I learned it out from Shchut Echut. If you take a korban and shecht it outside Yechayiv, even though it's Ein Ruya, can't eat from it. Mahosam Shchita Shein Ruya, Shemo Shchita, still Yechayiv chorus for it, is Afachinami, for he says, me also, Shchita Shein Ruya, Shemo Shchita. Even though you shecht an animal, Hashem, you shecht the mud, Hashem, avoid the Zara, it's also to eat, but still it's called a Shchita. They now let a shecht the kid the same day. For Rabbi Shimon, what's his reason to say, no, it's not called a Shchita? My time on Romani, Bapatish, Grom, he learns out from the passage in Bereshit that says, Mitzvoyach tavuach vachim. Means to say, like by Yosef there, they shechted the animal to make it edible. So you see, mal hal and shchit ruya was a shchit that was fit to eat. Is avkan shchit ruya in the parsha of Yosef yes benoi? It's only us if you make a shchit ruya. That's Reb Shimon saw. But the more right of Reb Meir nami ligma mitzvoach wasn't it may also now from this pasuk in Bereshit to say that a shchit has to be fit to eat. So more says poshid. He yields don and shchit meshchit. I read not the word shchita that says here Yosef es Benoi from the word shchita that says by shchut echutz. And v'yein don and shchita mitzficha. I don't learn out from the word tficha. It's a different word. Even though it means shchita, but it's not the same word as shchita. So the verse says, no, my nafkumina, what's the difference? I atonat v'rabi Yishmael, the father of Rabbi Yishmael learned. You could make a gzera shovel like this. And we make it. The pasuk says, one person says v'sheiv ha'koin, and one person says v'vo ha'koin. And by lokas of nigrei habatim, the nigrei you find in the house. So we dashin over there, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. So we dashin, we learn a heckish one from the other, even though the words are a little bit different, but since they mean the same thing. So Mar says simple, Hani, Milu, when do we make such a type of a heckish, Heichad Lechad Domele, where there's nothing better to make it from, there's no words more similar, so you couldn't make as long as it means the same thing. Aval over here, Ikad Domele, here you could learn out, Oisav Yisbunay from Shchut Echut, it says the word Shchita there, Aval the Sori is Mid Domele Afinan. That's Reb Meir's Svara. So rather, it makes more sense to learn out Shchita from Shchut Echutz and not from Tvuach. For Moritz Akash also, so strong. Reb Shimon Ami Ligma Meshchut Echutz. What if he held from his Svara? A lot of more mistakes to learn the word out Shchita from Shchut Echutz. That even though it's not fit to eat from the Shchita, still it's considered a Shchita. So Moritz says no. Reb Shimon holds Don in Chulun Mechulun. Here we're talking about a Shchita Yisav is Benoy of a Chulunic animal. So learn it out from the parsha of Yosef there, which is Behemoth Chulin. And V'yein Don and Chulin Mikotchim. but do not learn out of regular Isav Yisbenoi from the case of Shchut Echus, that's by Korban. Don't learn out Chumah from Kodshim. That's what Shimon Svara. But Reb Meir says back, no. Otu Isav Yisbenoi the Kodshim Milan it Nohig. Isn't the mitzvah Isav Yisbenoi applied to Kodshim also? As it applies to Behemoth's Kodshim also. If you shech the mother, you can't shech the kid the same day. So kids, it applies to learn out better the Lord Shchita Shchita from Shchut Echutz. And the Chorah then makes more sense. That's what Gemara said, Hainu the Gomer Rebbe Chia. That's what the Bechia just said, that Ror Rebbe, when he was Mestad of the Mishnayasin, he saw fit to Paskin, the Dvorosh Rebbe Meir, B'yosef Yisbenoi, B'shan of Loshen Chachomim. That's why in the Perek before, Rebbe put down the Mishnayasin and said, Loshen De'astam, the Chom was the one that said, Yisav Yisbenoi applies, even to a Shchit B'shan Aruya. Because there's more Mestavar of Meir Svaro, to learn out Shchita Shchita from Shchut Echutz. That's over there. Now what about over here by Mitzvah Kisyadam? Now my time with Rabbi Meir, the Kisyadam, how come Rabbi Meir here says that the Kisyadam also Yechayiv and Kisyadam even though it's a Shchita Shen Aruya? So I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Goma Shvicha Shvicha Meshchut Echutz. He learns out Shvicha Shvicha. Says the word B'shofach here, says the word B'shofach over there. So Ma'al Ha'al and Shchita Shen Aruya Shmo Shchita. That's why by Shchut Echutz, it's always a Shchita Shen Aruya. You can't eat from the Shchita. Still, if you take the korban and shecht it outside the base of mitzvah, Yechayiv Koros. Is afkan for kisadam also shchita shen ruya shmo shchita. That's Reb Meir's svara. What's Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon? Shimon says no. The pasuk says here by kisadam. It says in the pasuk literally asher yoichal ksiv. Mashmo yoni chayiv kisadam. If the shchita was gives you, you had to eat it. The pasuk says clearly asher yoichal. That's a good svara. Reb Meir, what does Reb Meir do with this pasuk? It says the word asher yoichal b'kisadam. So even though you have a svara to learn it out from the hekish, but at kol bottom it says clearly asher yoichal, you have to be able to eat from it. So when it says Reb Meir hu lemutei oif tamei, here the pasuk comes telling us if you shecht a tamei like a bird, there's no mitzvah kisadam. Who the yasmer comes for? But Reb Shimon, Shimon says back, no, oif tamei my timer. What's the reason why oif tamei? There's no mitzvah kisadam. The law barachilahu, because you can't eat the bird. If so, the same svara should apply. Treifanami, if you make a shchit on an oif, that's treifam. Also, there should be no mitzvah kisadam for the same svara, because law barachilu, it's not a barachilu, you can't eat from it. And the pasuk says asher yoichal that you only have the mitzvah kisadam if you can eat from the shchita. So as the Gemara says behind the Yom Reb Chia, this Reb Chia said again that Ro Rebbe Dvorosh Rebbe Shimon the kisadam. Rishon of Loshen Chomim, the Rebbe saw fit to hold that Rebbe Shimon's Shita makes more sense by Kisadam, and therefore we learned the Loshen Chomim. That's why now Mishnah is Loshen Chom Moimrim Yipoitrim. Chomolda by Kisadam is make a Shita on a Trefa Yipot from Kisadam. And the reason is because it makes more sense to make Rebbe Shimon's Joshua, since the Pasuk says Asher Yoichal. So as long as you can't eat from the Shita, that's the Svarada said, the Pasuk says, Yipotah from Kisyadam. Yeah. So Amr Rabab says, Loilach Ishno, Loilach Chol Amr Rabab.